China and Vietnam have begun official talks about their bitter territorial dispute in the South China Sea. But a resolution between the two communist nations looks a long way off after relations broke down when a billion-dollar Chinese oil rig began drilling off the Paracel Islands. Vietnam claims the islands and is accusing China of breaching its sovereignty and breaking the international law of the sea. And China says Vietnam is hyping up the dispute. Our Southeast Asia correspondent Samantha Hawley was embedded with the Vietnamese Coast Guard on the South China Sea for 5 days, and she filed this report for AM.
It's a long, difficult journey to some of the most contested waters in the world, to an ocean where a dangerous game of brinkmanship is underway. For 5 days, I'm embedded with the Vietnamese Coast Guard, including on one of the fleet's most prestigious ships, CG-8003. It's stationed in viewing distance of the billion-dollar Chinese oil rig, placed about 30 metres south of the Paracel Islands in May. A furious Vietnam says the islands and the ocean around them belong to it. 8003 patrols the waters adjacent to the rig. Twice a day, it ventures closer. With a loudspeaker blaring, it demands China leave its waters.
Your activities in this maritime area seriously breach Vietnam's sovereignty.
But it can get no closer than 8 nautical miles, about 14 kilometres, before China's Coast Guard surrounds the ship and begins a dangerous chase. The captain of ship 8003 is Nguyen Van Hong. It's our duty to approach the Chinese oil rig to request China to withdraw, he tells me. But when we get closer, China uses 17 boats, including high-speed ships, to prevent us. They chase us and threaten Vietnamese vessels. This boat hasn't been hit, the captain tells me, but several times they got closer than 30 metres. Other boats have been hit, according to the Vietnamese, but China says it's the victim, with its boats being rammed more than 1,000 times. The crew on board 8003 have been at sea for 40 days. They see the task at hand as their patriotic duty. And while the weapons on board are covered for now, there's every possibility of either a miscalculation or a deliberate escalation from either side. After witnessing the tensions firsthand, it's clear Vietnam's neighbour has all the power. Hanoi's on a PR offensive as it works to get the world on its side. An up-close observation of the tensions provides an appreciation of a maritime dispute which the most powerful nation is winning. And it's not Vietnam. This is Samantha Hawley reporting for AM from the South China Sea.